Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. It's the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, and it's Mark.
And Adam.
Adam Kokesh is sitting in the studio with us. Adam, you just rolled into the Free State, isn't that so?
Literally, I already had my first incident with one of your very friendly law enforcement officers.
You gotten protected and served?
That's I did, awesome. I did. Actually, I have to say, from watching that video, 130 Reasons to Move to Keene, about how friendly police officers are here, my first encounter really lived up to that expectation, although after seeing what happened at the dance party just recently with the pepper spray to the face while handcuffed incident, I was treated a little bit better, but it seemed, I was fortunate to have Eddie Free in the car with me, and he thought the officer recognized me and was smiling when I said, he asked me, what's the hurry? I said, well, I'm on my way to host a radio show, and I'm running a little bit late.
Well, maybe the officer did recognize you. Every experience I've had with the local police has generally been pretty good, and it's, I think, largely because they don't benefit financially. The towns don't benefit financially from tickets in New Hampshire. The state does. So the cop doesn't make any, his organization doesn't make any money by giving you a ticket.
Well, there's also got to be this, like, 7 o'clock blackout effect in New Hampshire, right, where all of the lawbreakers stop doing what they're doing and sit in front of their radios and listen to the show, right? So he's going, oh, it's almost 7 o'clock. I can get one more speeder. Oh, he's with that show.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
think so.
Come on. You've got to have that kind of notoriety with the local police here by now. Ian certainly does.
If he has any notoriety, it's with the Keene cops, and I know you didn't get stopped by a Keene cop. And fortunately, you didn't have you didn't tell him, hey, I'm a Free Stater, which is not going to do particularly well for you at ticket time. So you are here from New York City. You stopped off at the Freedom Fest.
Liberty Fest, too. Yes, it was an awesome experience. That was Saturday night.
And you did some speaking there?
Yeah,
what
I did.
What did you talk about?
Well, I wanted to talk about 9/11 and put it in context, because I think a lot of people in the Freedom Movement who, when they think about 9/11, instantly go to, well, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I got to question the government's story. And if you start your train of thought with, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm not a truther, don't slander me, don't make me sound like a crazy extremist, well, then you're not even going to be able to talk about the issue and put it into context. And so I wanted to talk about it in that sense and make it clear that, you know, if you are one of the people who believes that we need to question the official government story about what happened, if nothing else, like, personally, I'll tell you, I don't believe it was an inside job, but I do believe it is absolutely imperative that we question the government. So I'm kind of like Tony Schaefer on this one.
So I would agree with you. I do not. I find the inside job story to be, and I'm skeptical of that one. However, I wonder why we need to question the veracity of the government story 10 years later.
Well, no, and that was actually one of the points I was making, is that it's not that important, and I do think a lot of people take it too far, but we shouldn't be afraid to talk about it. I mean, it's the 10th anniversary. Can we look back and say, well, geez, it's really been used to screw over this country? And
oh, yeah.
Regardless of whether what you think happened that day, if the terrorists who have come out and said what they have said, or allegedly, what they wanted to do was not kill 3,000 people 10 years ago. What they wanted to do was make America look like it looks today, and we've fallen right into their trap. So we were talking about, is there going to be another attack yesterday, which was then tomorrow.
Yes.
So, and it was my point was, well, there's it doesn't really matter, because once you've got an animal trapped in a cage, you don't need to poke him. We've already fallen into the trap as a country. To use the collectivist language in
the
wrong context.
A new article, poll just came out, and it ranks among of all the effective ways of reducing the threat of terrorism since 9/11 and all the different ways the government's done it, and ranks them. The bottom two are the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq. So
is number one taking our freedom away so they don't hate us anymore?
Yes, that's exactly
yes.
what it is. It's increasing airport building security. But you've got to understand that this is only... this is only a Ooh. Ranking of what has been done. So 84% of the public is for increasing airport and building security. And, you know, I mean, of if I had to choose between whether or not there was an invasion of Iraq or airport and building security, I will take the airport and building security because so far the TSA has killed far fewer people than the United States military has in Iraq.
That's a good point.
And that's I am not for it. Please do not send me emails because of that. But, interesting. There's an article out of antiwar.com today that says that yesterday there were two security threats where F-16 fighters were scrambled to escort airliners after terror threats were declared. One in a widely reported breaking story, a pair of fighter jets were scrambled to escort an American Airlines jet to JFK because apparently this pilot became spooked by by passengers' frequent trips to and from the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Federal air marshals aboard Flight 34 from Los Angeles to JFK were able to resolve the situation when passengers complied with their instructions, police officials said, and the pilot then radioed that the situation was under control and the plane landed safely.
Did they mention how much those jets cost to get in the air
for
the day?
I have no idea. I mean, the idea that they put F-16s in the air because three guys were going potty too much. apparently, the three male passengers were questioned upon arrival, and no charges were filed against them. So, I'm sure they were patted down and everything was, checked out in every way, shape, or form. But these guys apparently had a little too much coffee, and it's a national security emergency. I mean, how scared have we gotten?
Well, I'm very disappointed to know that they're taking away another another TSA punchline from us, because now we won't have to take our shoes off pretty soon. And you think,
yes,
with the technology we have, like, really, just now, finally, like, it's coming to that. I don't know what's behind this, but Janet Napolitano, maybe she's going to be running for some elected office. Maybe this is one of Obama's campaign. We're going to throw out all the goodies. Look, you don't even have to take your shoes off when you fly anymore.
I wondered
See how
that
much
same
we
thing.
Care?
I wondered the same thing, Is this an election thing? Well, I'll take it. I don't care. I'll take it. I mean, to me, it's ludicrous. They can look through your clothes. They can't look through your shoes. Look, my shoes are made of the same stuff my clothes are. There's leather here. There's rubber here. There's fabric here. Why can't you look through this? But somehow or another, they couldn't handle. The second incident, apparently, requiring fighter jets involved two people aboard a plane who really had terrible timing, decided apparently to make out in an airplane bathroom, and that didn't go so well.
Didn't they know it was 9/11?
Right. I mean, that's a really bad idea. If you're going to make out in an airplane bathroom, 9/11 is not the day to do it, and especially if you're going to pick a 9/11, don't do it on number 10. Apparently, these folks were detained. Three people were detained. Two people made out in the bathroom. Three people were detained.
How did that happen?
I don't know, man.
If it made sense, it wouldn't be the government.
Apparently, they had a blanket over all three of them or something. I'm not sure. No arrests were made in that case, but they did take them into custody for questioning.
This is just really bad technique, because I remember, even as a kid, reading, trying to figure out how to join the Mile High Club. You're supposed to get ready in your seat ahead of time, so that your time in the bathroom is minimized,
yeah.
Right? Somebody screwed up here.
I can't see how you can fit two people in one of those bathrooms. I mean, I don't know how one properly, takes a... I think you just have to get lucky on one of those planes that's really unoccupied and the lights are turned out at night, one of those red-eye flights. It would seem to me that I was on maybe one plane where I could put up both of the arms, and I went to sleep across the seats flat. Best sleep I ever had on an airplane. That moving the thing back 4.5 inches so that you can really rest comfortably, that just doesn't work for me. My head ends up like cranked down sideways, my chin touching my chest, and it just totally doesn't work. But I just thought people would want to know exactly how their tax money on 9/11 was being spent, and it was being dumped into jet fuel for F-16s that were keeping us safe.
Which is a fraction of what's being dumped in the Middle East.
Yeah. Gropers and peers. That was that was what it was. 855-450-3733. Am I too cynical? Should we be supporting our TSAs and air marshals for this? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man too. Don't come knocking when you're good.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
And Adam.
That's right. Adam Kokesh sitting in here in the Free Talk Live studios. You've been hearing about Bitcoins for a while now, but maybe you don't know how to get them. Well, there's an easy way. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It works just like a person-to-person cash exchange, but you can do it on the Internet. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. I went and got my account today. This sounds like a great service. It's quite new. Exchangebitcoins.com. And Adam, you know, you've got a long history in the liberty movement.
Most people refer to it as a checkered past.
Okay, a checkered past. You were involved in Iraq Veterans Against the War.
Mm-hmm.
You ran a campaign out of New Mexico for
Congress.
Congress, that's right. I wasn't sure whether it was Senator House, but...
come on, I'm not old enough to be a senator.
Okay. If I would have thought about it, I remember talking to one of your campaign guys about your district, so therefore it would have to have been for House. And you had a radio show in New Mexico,
right?
Is that right?
That's when we started Adam versus the Man, AM 1550 KIVA, and they carry the Saturday show.
Sweet. And I think they carry us, too.
No, your Saturday show. I mean, they carry your Saturday show.
I see. They carry our Saturday show.
Yes.
Great. And then Adam versus the Man morphed into?
We got picked up by RT America. Yes, Russia Today, the foreign government-sponsored propaganda network. And
I don't think you're allowed to say Russia Today anymore. I think you have to call it RT.
Darn. No, that wasn't in my contract. But I did have full editorial control explicitly, which might have had something to do with why the show only lasted 4 months, but it ended well, and I was really happy to have the experience and the opportunity to get that freedom propaganda out on cable television. It was an amazing opportunity. I learned so much, and we were able to reach a lot of people with it, and really, I think, bring people in.
The show didn't set off any of my propaganda meters, so it seemed fine.
But I use a broad definition. I think you have to these days.
I just wanted to make sure the folks knew who they were listening to. Let's go to Andrew in Kansas. Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well.
Well, yeah, just calling in. I just wanted to let you guys know what Department of Homeland Security's been up to. A little story that happened to me about 2 weeks ago. Just hanging out at home, and I got a knock on the door, and a U.S. Marshal and a Missouri State Patrolman came by. They were sent by the FBI, and they came by to ask me about my tattoo. I have a 1776 tattooed on my left forearm.
Terrorists.
And, yeah, they came by to make sure I wasn't going to blow up any buildings or try to overthrow the government anytime soon. But,
pretty
interesting.
So you're telling me that somebody saw your 1776 tattoo and and some kind of government agency came to ask you questions about it?
Yeah, well, I was actually arrested probably about 3 months ago, and the cops took note of it. But, you know, information travels pretty well now.
Now, I find that amazing. And so what were you arrested for a few months ago?
It was nothing related. I skipped a warrant or skipped court.
It wasn't for buying too much fertilizer or something?
No.
Okay, because that would be bad.
Nothing like that.
All right. So this is what they asked you about? They asked you about your tattoo. What's it signify to you? Do you ever feel like you want to hurt somebody in the government? That kind of thing?
Uh-huh. And, you know, my Gadsden flag waving out in front of my garage didn't help.
No, probably not.
Well, I mean, think about what that means, though, to the average government employee whose paycheck is the equivalent of the royalties from the crown in 1776. It is a legitimate threat to them, as it should be taken as a legitimate threat.
It's a threat to their job. It may not be a threat of violence, but it is a threat to their job. I mean, you know, there's something to be said for it. So what'd you take away from the experience, Andrew?
You know, not much. Just trying to lay low, I guess. You know.
Would you
just gonna keep doing what I'm doing, and we'll see what happens, I guess.
So, you know, besides the Gadsden flag and the 1776, do you do any kind of activism?
You know, every once in a while there's a protest around here, and I'm a member of the Libertarian Party, so.
None of these things look good
to the
government and the folks putting out the MIAC report. I can assure you of that. Well,
yeah.
I have no advice for you. I mean, all these things should be protected freedoms. And I mean, one might ask why you opened the door to them in the first place. It was probably you were just interested, though.
Yeah.
So
that's happened to me before, where I'm doing something suspicious of some kind, usually connected to some kind of activism. And I always relish that moment when the cop or law enforcement officer or government agent, whatever, decides, this is interesting. I always want to, like, jump into that and talk to them and figure out why. I can't blame them for opening the door. I mean, I want, really? Really? Is there a terrorist somewhere with this tattoo? I mean, come on.
And there's there are some interesting things to be said. And you know, the fact is that some people like to charm snakes, too. And, you know, if these vipers strike, you're screwed. Andrew, I hope all the best to you. I don't have any advice. I'm not going to say get rid of your tattoos. I'm not going to say pull down your Gadsden flag, because I think that these are, you know, these are legitimate freedoms that you have, and they shouldn't have come and bothered you. But at the same time, I'm not surprised in any way, shape, or form.
I have some advice, if that's what you're trying to get at, Mark.
Great.
If you're having such a positive reaction, because that is a positive reaction as far as I'm concerned, putting them on notice, keep up the good work.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Andrew. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Corey in Florida. Corey?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
What did you call about? What did you call about?
I called for the TSA comments.
Yes.
Said, you know, what do you guys think on the TSA? I say exactly what Ron Paul, what I heard Ron Paul say just at that last debate. Privatize it like how bank truck securities. I don't exactly like the banks, but I'll give them this: they can pay for themselves.
Yeah, they seem to be going along. They provide a service if they, you know, there is one service that banks provide, which is keeping your money safe. That's one of the reasons that people to use them. However, they do a lot more, and it's you know, pretty dangerous stuff. But yeah, I mean, the companies that drive around armored trucks, amazingly, they're able to keep that money secure, and you don't need the government for that.
Well, you can't just privatize the TSA, and I really wouldn't support that. You got to rip it off like a Band-Aid. And just say we're gonna let the airlines take it from scratch for themselves, and then fill in the blanks with the demands of the market.
Yeah, I'm not saying an instant privatization. A slow handover.
Like, yeah, I'd say give them 3 months' warning and then cut them off completely.
I'll tell you, they sure stuck it to us real quick after 9/11. So I wonder how slow we have to go. I mean, we went from here, you know, from there to no more fingernail files and water bottles pretty darn quick.
Zero to finger up the button, 60 seconds.
That's right, Corey. Thanks for the call. 855-453. Do we have to slowly downsize the TSA? Maybe there's an argument for it.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's MAINE military.com, the main name in military supply.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Adam Gogesh.
That's right. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Get involved in the show. We have an interactive show. We've got an interactive website. Go to freetalklive.com. You can upload stories, blog posts, whatever you'd like. I guess you link to them is probably the proper term. You link to stories and blog posts, whatever you'd like. You can vote up other people's submissions. They can vote yours up. You can vote them down. Whatever you'd like. It's freetalklive.com. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That ought to cover shipping and handling for you. Just use coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. Free Talk Live, you can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. Here's David in Florida. David.
Hey, guys, what's up?
All's well. What'd you like to talk about?
Well, I want to say hey to Adam. Good hearing your voice again, man.
Thanks. Loving it here in the Shire.
Actually, I had two questions. I'm down here in Florida, and I was thinking about doing a lemonade stand this weekend and having the kids work it.
Don't do it. You dangerous, violent extremist, you. How dare you?
Even
selling
Florida,
lemonade,
man,
without a permit. Sorry, say that again?
Even in Florida, huh?
Oh, no. I was totally being sarcastic. I'm excited that people are taking up causes like this. And what we saw from that, the event with Eddie Free and Meg McClain and Will Duffield getting arrested. And Cassie getting arrested in D.C. for vending without a permit. I thought it was brilliant and really
to
when I turned 18, you know, when I was a kid, actually, when I was before I turned 18, I always promised myself when I turn 18, I'm not going to forget about all the people that don't have the privileges granted by the government that I have as a legal adult. And when I turn 21, I'll buy alcohol for all the kids who aren't. But, you know, I think that's one of the cool things about the lemonade protest in particular, the lemonade stand, you know, as an act of civil disobedience, doing an unpermitted lemonade stand to say this is a basic economic right that we should not be denying children. Hard to argue with that.
Well, David? You want to teach them capitalism. I mean, that's what America was built on, right?
You want to teach them empowerment. You want to teach them the ability to serve others in a way that makes them more functioning members of society, that makes them more prosperous.
I think it's a better way to put it, because capitalism doesn't mean the same thing to the same folks.
Yeah.
But
It's almost a term that's not worth using anymore, because it's just been so trashed and distorted.
Some people think that means that you want to, run indigenous tribes out of their homes and exploit the workers and whatever else it means.
True, true. Well, anything else? One more at you.
Yeah.
No. Tell us about the action that you have planned for a lemonade stand demonstration.
Well, a nice little rural neighborhood down here in Florida, and I was just going to have them sit out front and see if we could draw any attention from it, and let them experience the free market on their own firsthand.
So you're going to have your kids do this as children should in America.
Yeah, wouldn't you think?
Isn't it sad that you in doing so in 2011 in America, you're compelled to call into a radio show about it and act like this is something to be nervous about almost?
It is sad. It is extremely sad, the state that our government's in right now.
Indeed.
But I did want to ask, if I may. I surfed the History Channel all weekend in hopes of seeing something about World Trade Center 7. And I thought I found it. They had the mysterious building that fell.
It ended up being,
I believe it's the Marriott that sat nestled in between World Trade Center 1 and World Trade Center 2. And I was really disappointed.
Why wouldn't that fall? I mean, that makes perfect sense that would fall.
Exactly. But
there weren't any records of financial transactions that they wanted to bury in that one, obviously.
Bingo. But yeah, there was nothing on TV about World Trade Center 7 yesterday. Nothing mentioned about it. I mean, and I looked all day long.
10 years later, they haven't figured out how to keep their story straight on that one.
So, David, I think WTC7 is probably the most compelling argument out there in the Truther movement. But I just wonder, at 10 years, what's the point? I mean, hasn't the 9/11 Truth movement lost?
Absolutely not. I tell you what woke me up. I'm 41 years old. I did not get involved and didn't care until about 3 years ago. I was watching, I think, Alex Jones and saw a World Trade Center 7 clip, and it was like, oh, wow, my eyes got open. And I'm not a nut job, I wouldn't think. My wife may say differently. But it's so blatant and so obvious as fast as the building fell on its own footprint. It's just, it screams demolition.
Now, there's a lot of people out there that do discuss this stuff from the other side. And I always wonder, because this is not my mindset, so therefore I don't have an insight as to how, you came about this. But are you looking at the other information, like the idea that it would take months for a demolition team to set a building like this up?
But with Building 7, Larry Silverstein,
he
actually said they decided to pull it because of the damage.
Yeah.
This is the thing. They, regardless of what happened, and Mark, I appreciate the perspective because I agree with you. Like, hey, it's 10 years later. Haven't they lost?
But I'm just saying.
But no, hold on. Respect the activism of people that use this as a way to wake people up because it's a very powerful tool. For the people that never question government, for the real, not the bootlickers, not the authoritarian personality disorder types out there in New York, but the ones that really just are sheeple by that classic definition of being oblivious to the evilness of government. If you can just reach them with one thing and say, hey, isn't this a little bit fishy? And that's and nothing more powerful than 9/11. And there are, no matter what your perspective is, big questions, to be answered. It's a powerful way to get people to question the government.
But I think that's less powerful as time goes by.
Probably,
I would use JFK as an example. Who's getting woken up by the JFK conspiracy that everybody believes at this point? Everybody thinks that JFK was a conspiracy.
5-year-old that was in around the Vietnam era or was boots on the ground in Vietnam. Bring up the Gulf of Tonkin.
Yep.
I mean, that is, my generation doesn't know or care about it because we weren't there.
But now you're talking about a small segment of the population, which is actual boots on the ground Vietnam vets, whereas even 60...
Well, a lot of people lost people, have family members that didn't come home or hurt from Vietnam, and to know that it was started by a false flag operation.
You know, people can talk about a false flag operation that surrounds the beginning of World War II, but I don't think that's very compelling stuff either.
That generation, what a slap in the face it would be to them if they all realized that it was also set up. And that was a great, if not the greatest generation or second greatest generation this country's known.
I don't know if they're great at all. They seem to be sitting around with their hands out now.
Mark, I don't know. From my perspective, you know, I was in Iraq. I served in Fallujah in 2004 before I went from being just kind of a Nolan Chart intellectual somewhere libertarian to a real philosophical voluntarist libertarian. Mm-hmm. And for me, being able to look back at 9/11 and start to question it, just being willing on my own to listen to the truthers, you know, and to hear those cases and really look at it from all sides, was helpful for me in creating my emotional detachment and being able to look back at what I was involved in objectively. Mm-hmm. And it still has value for that. You know, is it diminishing? Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? There's going to be the next worst thing that's going to be better. But, you know, I absolutely respect the activism of truthers and what they do.
So there's a difference between truthers and conspiracy theorists, but not much of one. And
truthers is just a derogatory term anyways.
Well, I don't know if that's true. And, David, I'm going to hold on to you and see what you have to say on this. I'm not dropping you.
Excellent.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Am I a nasty old curmudgeon?
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression question is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Here on the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Adam.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features. Three-dot sight system, Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The LC9 by Ruger, the next handgun you must own. Made in America, made for you, Ruger.com. You can get it at your local gun dealer. See it at Ruger.com. Also, check out the archives. You listen to tonight's show, you want to hear some, you missed what, you know, was being said earlier, go to archives.freetalklive.com. We have all the archives running back for 5 years. Back right there for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to David in Florida. David?
Hey, guys.
So my question is kind of this. When it comes to 9/11, the 9/11 truth movement, not every 9/11 truther believes every story about, you know, the conspiracy theory that goes into it. So there's one thing to ask a question. Well, what the heck did happen to World Trade Center 7? And another thing entirely to say, it was holograms flown into buildings and those. I mean, like, there's all kinds of theories out there. And then you get into the realm of conspiracy theory where not only did the government itself, you know, perpetrate 9/11, this horrifying act, and must have had thousands of people involved in this this act, but they're involved in every single disaster that has occurred before and since, including Hurricane Katrina, caused by a giant machine in Alaska that controls the weather, called HAARP. And, like, do you understand how we got a spiraling hole of nonsense?
Yeah, Lex Luthor hasn't put that one together yet?
Right.
Yeah, no, and Superman isn't dead either. So it's, where do we stop? That was an alien over World Trade Center 1, right? It was a little UFO floating in the background. Just
could have been.
It all happened. It was the Watchers, right?
We may never know.
The Watchers would never have stepped in the way.
No, because they're Watchers.
Indeed.
Yeah, there's a fine line, you know, conspiracy theorist or a truther. It's, you know, the sad thing is that we have to have either right now in this day and age. We're, you know, we're educated and grown up enough. My wife threw a quote at me from Abraham Lincoln. I don't remember the exact quote, but the point isn't the quote, it's the words they use. In the 1800s, late 1800s, if you read quotes from any of the statesmen, their speech is eloquent, it's more educated than ours, it is almost romantic. And then you listen to what they're teaching our kids in school and how people talk today, and we've been so dumbed down. We've been taught not to question anything, do what we're told. And it's really sad that the world's in this state. that we shouldn't be able to trust our government.
Isn't that the definition of government? I mean, if it's a violent monopoly of people imposing their will on you by the tyranny of the majority called democracy, I wouldn't trust them anyways.
No, not at all. Not at all. But we are at a level that we should, and it's just bad that we can't.
Indeed.
Well, Mark, I want to say something about the truth movement, though, okay, as a whole, because you wanted to talk about the effectiveness.
Yeah,
and I know Luke Rudowski. You know, Luke Rudowski was on the TV show Adam versus the Man, and he organized. He's the primary organizer of We Are Change. He's been a 9/11.
Is it 9/11 Truth Movement?
Okay. Yes, he's been a 9/11 Truth activist since
I've
it happened.
This We Are Change organization, and it has the word change in it, which always confuses me. Makes me think they're with Obama.
For Obama,
yeah.
No, certainly not. But Luke has got his personal transformation, I think, really is a beautiful thing that represents a lot of truth activists. And I think you'll appreciate this when you hear it, because he went from being the kid who watched them come down from his neighborhood to, holy crap, it had to have been something else. And remember, the younger you were when it happened, your age when it happened, now 10 years ago, makes a huge difference in your perspective on it and your grasp of your ability to process it and what the government was telling us about it. I mean, sure, it's huge. And he went from going, everything Alex Jones is saying is perfect, and oh my gosh, we need to find the evidence of the conspiracy and inside job, yada, and it was on the corner with the bullhorn, 9/11 was an inside job, to then We Are Change, when they're looking at it, he started looking at the things that might be behind such a thing, and this is a very powerful train of thought and a personal growth for him, that he went from, well, was it an inside job or not, to, well, if it was, who benefited, why, how do they organize, who are they? And he started looking at things like the Bilderberg Group and Bohemian Grove and things like that.
Alex has been doing that for a decade, right?
No, I'm talking about Luke, though. Luke started going from looking at the minutiae of 9/11, debating, thermite and things like that, to, well, what are the powers behind? And now I think he's evolving to an area which is more what we concern ourselves with, what I know I concern myself with, and I think this is an important thing for you, is why do those unnatural concentrations of wealth and power exist in the first place? Like, who cares if there's a Bilderberg group and members of the world superclass, the most powerful people in the world, come together and have their little club meeting, because they're competing with each other too. There's no grand conspiracy. They can work together.
Powerful people do travel in the same circles. I would never dispute that.
Right. And so he's gone from even looking at that to the next step, which is, why are there such extremely rich and powerful people who don't really provide anything of value to the rest of us? And that's the powerful train of thought that has come out of the 9/11 truth movement. I don't know. What do you think of that, Mark?
I think that a lot of people, some folks will say that people get to the liberty movement via 9/11. And often I'll say, well, yeah, some do, but many of them just really are ultra-conservatives. They're not really for liberty in the way that I understand it. Some of them are radical liberals, and, they tend to span the gamut. Some of them come to the ideas of liberty, and I'll give you that, but lots of people come to the ideas of liberty lots of different ways. So do we need to spend a lot of time talking about World Trade Center 7?
I agree. No,
I don't know.
I agree. I don't think we do. I don't think it's the most effective mechanism for activism, for bringing people in. But for those who choose,
David seems to think so, though.
I support them, David.
So what would you suggest today?
Regarding
opening people's eyes up.
I don't think it's it depends on what you want to open people's eyes up to. If you want to, I think that the easiest thing to do is to say that the government is a violent monopoly that claims for itself a monopoly privilege in a given landmass, and then explain to them how that is true. And now, tell me, do you support a violent monopoly, which is really nothing but the most successful gang in a given geographic area?
Well, let me give you my take on this, because my perspective is, I think you can wake people up by sharing your perspective on the world, and this is what people like Mark and Ian do with this show, is they've developed their own intellectual view of the world to the point where they can look at current events, they can look at what the government is doing, they can analyze it through the prism of voluntarism and share it in a way that's not just cynical, that's not just fear-mongering. And this is why I think a lot of people don't listen to Alex Jones, is because, you know, they, as much as I love his show...
He does a great show, and it's well listened to on the internet.
Absolutely. But I think after a while, it's like, oh my gosh, he's trying to make me be afraid.
It can make your head roll up. Yeah.
And I think, right. Personally, for me, my sort of philosophical approach to how do you wake people up, show them how being a libertarian is a superior way of living and looking at the world and enjoying life itself. That's how we bring people in. I think that's what's awesome about Free Keene and the Free State Project here.
David, any more comments?
No, you guys are good. Thanks for having me on.
Dave, thanks.
We're good. Thanks.
Let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Adam. Good to see you on the show or hear you on the show.
Thank you. Adam's doing great.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question here, Adam, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I'm a military veteran, retired Navy myself, and I was wondering, you know, once I got out, and speaking of eyes being opened, it's been after I retired that my eyes were opened, kind of like what General Smedley Butler said, that, you know, maybe I didn't really have an original thought until I got out. But
Remind the audience, Major General Smedley Butler, one of the most decorated Marines of Marine Corps history, got out and wrote a book, War is a Racket, in which he described himself as a high-class muscle man for
essentially
big
three Medal of Honors is what he got. I mean, he got one
two
of them
officially.
Was, two officially, and the third one he certainly was very close to. You know, this is like the only guy in history to do that. Three?
One other.
One got two, right? One got three?
Right. No, one other got two.
Okay. But, I mean, if he would have actually really got the third one, an amazingly decorated
yes.
Marine.
Okay. Back to you, sir.
Anyway, my idea, when I joined, the idea was that I was fighting for our freedoms. And, of course, that's just a load of crap because, I mean, if you look around right now, freedom has diminished. So I've been having a real hard time reconciling my 23 years of military service, you know, as having any kind of validity.
Oh, we got to keep Ty on. Oh, we're coming up on a break, Ty, but this is a juicy topic. I'd love to get into this with you, Mark.
Ty, hold the line. 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass.